Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the third parak of Maseches Maestros. Today we are learning parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, and parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. As we learned previously, when a person brings figs into his home or into his chutz or into his courtyard, the obligation of Maestro, generally speaking, sets in, and therefore he's no longer able to eat the food in a snack-like temporary way. You gotta separate the Maestro before eating the food any longer. However, our Mishnah in Parak Gimel Mishnah is going to teach us a bit of an exception to that rule. Says the Mishnah, Hamavir te'ein b'chatzero licks, if a person brings through the figs into his courtyard, but it's really going through the courtyard to the other side of the courtyard in order to spread them out and dry them to fully process them. Banav uvnei beso ochlim u'paturin, says the Mishnah, him and his son and his family, they're all able to still eat the food in a snack-like way, and they are patur, that even though they brought the food through the chutzer, where normally you would be obligated at that point to separate the miser, but because it was only being brought through in order to fully process it, therefore they're still patur, they're still exempt from separating the miser at that point in time. Continues the Mishnah, ha-poalim she'ima, the workers that are with him. Now again, we learned in the previous parak that when it comes to workers, generally speaking, the Torah tells us, workers are entitled to eat the food that they're working on in the field. However, in this case, all they're doing is helping him carry the food to help it get dry. They're not really doing work in the field, and therefore on a Torah level, they're not entitled to the food. Says the Mishnah regarding the workers that are with him, Bizman she'ein lehem alav mizonos. At the time when they're not obligated to get mizonos, to get food from him, where they're able to just eat, if they're being given the food, they can certainly eat it, but he's not obligated to let them eat the food. Ochlen upaturin, they're allowed to eat in a snack-like way, and they are exempt from separating mice, because at the end of the day, he's certainly able to give them a present, and not separate the miser, because again, it's not fully processed, so certainly they're allowed to eat it without separating miser. However, says the Mishnah, aval im yesh lehem alav mizonos, but if there is an obligation of him to pay them with these food, if he's using these figs to pay their wages, then hari elu yochlu, then they're not allowed to eat these crops until miser are separated, because then they're being paid through these fruits for their time, and that's already a sale, and when there's a sale, then you're not allowed to eat the crops until after the miser is separated. So it really all depends. If they're obligated to be given the food, then certainly they're not allowed to eat them unless they're separated miser. But if they're just being given a gift, then they certainly can't eat them, and they're patur, they're exempt from separating miser. Continuing now, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Poalav Lisad, if a person has various workers that are bringing and working in the field with him. Now, they're not working on actual crops, they're just working, and they're working the field and doing different things in the field. Says the Mishnah again, Bizman She'ein Lehem Alav Mizonos, as long as there's no entitlement, no right that they inherently have to the food, Ochlenu Ptur, and they can certainly eat the food in the field in a sack-like way, and they're patur, they're exempt from separating miser, because again, there's no obligation at that point to separate miser, because the owner, the boss, doesn't owe them, this is part of their wages. However, v'imyesh lehem alav mizonos, but if they are entitled to these crops from their wages, then ochlen achas achas mena te'ena, then they are allowed to eat the foods one by one, because before the one by, because as long as they're eating them one by one, at that point they're not fully processed, and if they're not fully processed, then you could eat them in a temporary snack-like way. But Avalomin hasal, but you can't eat them from the basket, vlomin hakupa, or not from a box, vlomin hamukta, or from the area where the fruits are sort of laid out and organized, because like we learned previously, it's at that point when they're fully processed, and if they're fully processed, you're not allowed to eat them unless you separate your trumos and your maestros. Quick review, Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph taught us that, and it was discussing a case of a person who's bringing the figs through his chutz, through his home, and we said that as long as it's being brought from the through the chutz, through the courtyard, in order to ultimately be able to process them fully, people can still eat them in a snack-like way. It's not like bringing them into your home to eat, when, in which case you would have to separate the miser. Then the Mishnah taught us that regarding the workers, that if it's a situation where they're not inherently entitled to the food, they're only getting them as a gift from the owner, from their boss, then they certainly can eat them, and they're exempt from separating maaser because they're not fully processed, and they're only getting them as a gift from their boss. However, if they are obligated to get the food, and they do have a right to them, and they're getting them as part of their wages, then they're not allowed to eat them without separating maaser. And then Paragil Mishnah Beis discussed the case where a person has various workers in the field, and we said once again that as long as they're not inherently entitled to the crops, they can certainly eat them, and they are part of their exempt from separating maaser. However, if these crops are being used as part of their wages, then they're not allowed to just eat them as much as they want, even in a snack-like way, unless they're not fully processed. And not fully processed means that they're either eating them one by one, but not from a basket, not from a box, not from a mukta, because at that point they're fully processed, and the obligation of maaser would set in at that point. Have a great day.